Please listen to these words from Luke chapter 1, verses 1 through 25, pages 1224 to 1225 in your pew of Bible. Many people have tried to tell a story of what God has done among us. They wrote what we have been told by the ones who were there in the beginning and saw what had happened. So I made a careful study of everything and then decided to write and tell you exactly what took place. Honorable Theophilus, I have done this to let you know the truth about what you have heard. When Herod was the king of Judea, there was a priest by the name of Zechariah from the priestly group of Abijah. His wife Elizabeth was from the family of Aaron. Both of them were good people and pleased the Lord God by obeying all he had commanded. But they did not have children. Elizabeth could not have any, and both Zechariah and Elizabeth were already old. One day, Zechariah's group of priests were on duty, and he was serving God as a priest. According to the custom of the priests, he had been chosen to go to the Lord's temple that day to burn incense while the people were stood outside praying. All at once, an angel from the Lord appeared to Zechariah at the right side of the altar. Zechariah was confused and afraid when he saw the angel. But the angel told him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. God has heard your prayers. Your wife Elizabeth will have a son, and you must name him John. His birth will make you very happy, and many people will be glad. Your son will be a great servant of the Lord. He must never drink wine or beer, and the power of the Holy Spirit will be with him from the time he is born. John will lead many people in Israel to turn back to the Lord their God. He will go ahead of the Lord with the same power and spirit that Elijah had. And because of John, parents will be more thoughtful of their children. And people who now disobey God will begin to think as they ought to. That is how John will get people ready for the Lord." Zechariah said to the angel, "How will I know this is going to happen? My wife and I are both very old." The angel answered, "I am Gabriel, God's servant, and I was sent to tell you this good news. You have not believed what I have said, so you will not be able to say a thing until all this happens. But everything will take place when it's supposed to." The crowd was waiting for Zechariah and kept wondering why he was staying so long in the temple. When he did come out, he could not speak. And they knew he had seen a vision. He motioned to them with his hands, but did not say a thing. When Zechariah's time of service in the temple was over, he went home. Soon after that, his wife was expecting a baby. And for 5 months, she did not leave the house. She said to herself, "What the Lord has done for me will keep people from looking down on me."
Let us pray. O God of all seasons, in this season, may our hearts be turned to you. May our words speak your love, and may our actions be gift to all we encounter. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, friends, welcome to Advent and Christmas here at McCabe. Advent is the season of the church year directly ahead of Christmas. The season of Advent is an adventure, a journey of preparation and of waiting and great anticipation ahead of Christmas. It's a time of excitement and hope, a time of celebration and gifts. It's a time of reflecting on who Christ is in our daily lives. And here at McCabe, our series theme for Advent and Christmas is Miracle at 6th and Boulevard. In the classic Christmas movie, Miracle on 34th Street, a Christmas miracle happens through a famous department store on 34th Street in New York City. If you have not seen either the 1947 or the 1994 versions of Miracle on 34th Street, I would suggest you try to get your hands on a copy sometime in the next few weeks. Well, here we are in McCabe United Methodist Church at 6th and Boulevard in Bismarck, North Dakota. Here we are at 6th and Boulevard, kicking off the Advent and Christmas seasons, thinking about miracles. According to Google, a miracle is, listen carefully, a surprising and welcome event that is not explicable by natural and scientific laws and is therefore considered to be the work of a divine agency. Let me say that mouthful again. A miracle is a surprising and welcome event that is not explicable by natural and scientific laws and is therefore considered to be the work of a divine agency. In somewhat simpler terms, a miracle is something only God could do. Each week of this season, our scripture readings will focus on sections of the beginning of the Gospel of Luke. In our Bible, there are four Gospels in the New Testament. Each Gospel is someone's telling of the life and ministry of Jesus Christ. A bit ago, we heard from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 1 through 25. And from those verses, we learn immediately that the story Luke tells us about Jesus is going to be a story of miracles. And the first miracle in this story is not even about Jesus himself. We typically think of Christmas time as focusing on the miracle of Jesus's conception and birth. The angel Gabriel appearing to the young Virgin Mary, inviting her to be the mother of God's son, Jesus. But the first miracle story in the Gospel of Luke is about a different baby. It's a story about a different miraculous conception. This one, not by a young virgin girl named Mary, but by an older barren woman named Elizabeth. And we learn about this story through Elizabeth's husband, Zechariah. Zechariah was a Jewish priest in Jerusalem who served in the temple. Zechariah was married to Elizabeth, who happened to be a relative of Mary's. Despite the fact that they had been married a long time, they had not been able to have children. Luke tells us not only was Elizabeth barren, but she was now well beyond her childbearing years. Yet one day, as Zechariah was serving in the temple, the angel Gabriel appeared to him and said Elizabeth would soon become pregnant and would bear a son they were to name John. We come to know him later as John the Baptist. Zechariah was, as you might imagine, a bit shocked, and he didn't respond all that well, basically challenging the angel, saying such a thing would be impossible. So for his lack of trust, as a form of holy discipline, the angel Gabriel rendered Zechariah mute, stating he would not be able to speak again until after this baby was born. When Zechariah's work in the temple was done, he returned home to Elizabeth, and it was not long before she miraculously became pregnant. I don't know if you caught Elizabeth's words upon becoming pregnant, but they're rather bittersweet and worth hearing again. She said, "What the Lord has done for me will keep people from looking down on me. What the Lord has done for me will keep people from looking down on me." Elizabeth had felt that her prior barrenness had caused people to look down on her, as though she were less of a woman because she had not been able to have children. This was not true, but she felt it to be true, and others made her feel that it was true. But I love what she says at first, what the Lord has done for me. Elizabeth knew without a doubt that the child within her was a miracle. She knew only God could have given her that child. A miracle is something only God could do. Here at 6th and Boulevard this season, we're praying for a financial miracle to help us end 2017 balanced and in the black. But 6th and Boulevard isn't just about our church body as a whole. It's also about every single one of us who connects with this body of Christ called McCabe. And I know many of you are hoping and praying for miracles of your own. Perhaps your miracle relates to a loved one who's caught in an addiction. Perhaps your miracle relates to a health crisis or a financial jam of your own. Perhaps the miracle you need relates to your job or to something going on at school. Maybe you need a miracle in your marriage or with a child or in an important friendship. Well, we're praying for miracles. This season, we are praying for things only God could do. Because our God is the God of Jesus Christ, the God who creates out of nothing, the God who gives babies to barren women and virgin girls. Thanks be to that God.